I'm Austin Ilsley.
I'm Lacey Ilsley. We're the parents of Eris.
And we definitely believe in miracles.
Yeah, we were young parents, 20 years old, and early on in the pregnancy, everything was going really well. At about 6 months, started having sharp pains. It was kind of a hit and miss thing that day, so they started running lots of tests.
Oh gosh, it was a blur.
They told me that I would be admitted and be in the hospital until he was born, which I was only 24 weeks pregnant, so I thought we would be there for 16 weeks. And he was born in just a couple of hours. Give me love when I ain't got nobody. A little hope when I ain't got none at all. I was kind of hyperventilating and I'm on oxygen and they have to roll me over in certain positions, the little bit of fluid I did have to keep him not in distress.
He weighed 1 pound, 2 ounces, and I was just overcome with the emotions. I was incredibly happy. My son was born. Lacey was feeling obviously very scared and overwhelmed. And of course it was scary, but there was still this aspect of we're having a child, and it was very joyful. I know there ain't no running from this kind of storm. I was able to hold him immediately after delivery. They let me hold him and he just set him in the palm of my hand and he was literally as big as my hand.
He was in the NICU for 7 months. It's a roller coaster ride. Some days were good and some days were bad. He had a couple surgeries and almost lost him a couple times.
We got a call in the middle of the night that he just had a blood transfusion and they were really questioning if he was going to make it through. It basically told us to say our goodbyes if we're going to, and give me strength when I'm standing and faith when I fall. Yeah, we were very lucky to have Women's and Children's Hospital and live in Columbia, and we were there every day.
The first time you hear your child cry, you know, most of the time is right when they're born, and you hear them cry. Well, when he was born, since he was so early and his lungs weren't developed, he didn't cry. They immediately put him on the ventilator. When he got that ventilator out, which was 4 months after he was born, that was the first time that we actually got to hear him cry, which was just a beautiful sound. Give me love when I ain't got nobody. A little hope when I ain't got none at all. You just never know when you're going to need to use the hospital, whether you're a mom or not. You might be a parent, you might be an aunt of a child that needs the hospital. I became a miracle maker at the age of 18 before I ever needed to use the hospital. I didn't know 2 years later that we would need to use it. If you're driving in your car and you don't feel like this pertains to you, just know you might in the future need to use the hospital. And you might, if it's not for your own kid, maybe it's a cousin or a niece or a nephew.
Thank you would be the first thing that we would say, and we just have such a deep respect for the doctors, the nurses, respiratory therapists. Like every single one of them had such an impact on not only his survival, but our experience as parents. Their work is invaluable. It truly is. And they just need to know that us and other parents that have gone through this kind of thing genuinely appreciate it.